Hartsman. Some were saying, thank you, Jesus. Others not as pleased. One man says, hell no, he's not happy to see the guard, saying troops should have shown up days ago. Rescuers inside Charity Hospital, New Orleans' largest public hospital and trauma center today. Gunshots had prevented earlier efforts to evacuate more than 200 patients. Doctors at Charity and the city's other public hospital, University Hospital, have faced some very tough decisions. They had no provisions, no electricity, and they were having to choose which patients got whatever food, water, and medicine was available. Evacuations resumed. The babies have all been moved out. Both hospitals had more than 1,000 patients. George Bush visiting people who lost their homes and pretty much everything to Hurricane Katrina. He was in Mississippi, then he flew to Mobile, Alabama for an update on the relief efforts there. And then on to Louisiana, he took an aerial tour of New Orleans. Before he left the White House, Bush said the efforts to provide food and water to survivors and stop the lawlessness in New Orleans was not good enough. Bush said, quote, the results are not acceptable. Congress has officially approved a $10.5 billion down payment to cover the immediate hurricane rescue and relief efforts. The bill passed the House by a voice vote. The Senate approved it last night. The legislation comes as the Federal Emergency Management Agency said it'd be spending more than $500 million a day on the aftermath of Katrina. The new aid averts the possibility that the money might run out before Congress officially returns on Tuesday. Katrina left catastrophic damage along the Gulf Coast. There have been, of course, bitter complaints about the government's response as inadequate. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay promised Congress will provide more humanitarian aid and combat gasoline price gouging. The Texas Republican also promised to provide assistance to businesses, the unemployed, rebuild infrastructure and utility systems, and DeLay said help local law enforcement. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy. Randy Rose.
George Bush told reporters, I'm not going to let this woman force me back into the Oval Office and back to work prima too soon. It's the worst vacation I have ever had. I put Crawford on the map. That's changed. Usually I'm wiping countries off the map. It's not a country. Okay, then take what you can get.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Am I on? It's about 6 and a half past the hour. I don't feel like that music tonight. It's not a holiday, Kathy. Go ahead and kill it. Kill the music. It just seems out of place tonight. It really does. Welcome to the program, Truth Seeker. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Our producer, Catherine Bay, has put together, I'm going to play it for you in just a few minutes, a bizarre Good News Week audio montage for you tonight that we do every Friday night. Good News Week, where she takes sound bites of events that occurred during the week and puts them together. But this is, I've never heard anything like this, and it's just one more proof to me that you can work with your wife or your husband. You can work with your spouse. And your spouse, if she happens to be a producer, can produce some pretty good stuff. When you hear this tonight, as a matter of fact, we're going to play it within the next 20 minutes. It's a juxtaposition of comments from George Bush today as he traveled around Mississippi and Louisiana on his disgusting staged armed photo op, interspersed with comments from the WWL radio interview of New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin by WWL host Garland Robinette. And the juxtaposition of the comments between from one man to the other is astonishing. And I have to credit Kathy for this before you even hear it, because she just played it for me, and it's pretty amazing. Well, we're supposed to believe now that the crisis is over, right? Why are we supposed to believe that? Because Bush made his trip to that part of the world, I think he referred to it a couple of times today, and had his photo op hugging a couple of African Americans. Did you see that? So that's always the signal. That's always the clue. That's always the evidence. When Bush finally finds a couple of black folks to hug, to hug on, to rub up against, the crisis is over. That's how Karl Rove scripts it. George, time to find a black kid or two and an adult if we can't get a really cute black kid, and you get out there and hug him, George. That's the way it goes. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed? Am I the only one who notices that? The crisis is supposed to be over when Bush hugs a black person. Also, what came very clear to me today is who is to be blamed for this catastrophe. Who's to be blamed? Well, the mayor of New Orleans is to be blamed. Ray Nagin, he's to be blamed. It's his fault and his alone, according to the federal officials who are starting the rumors, feeding them into right-wing, hysterical, sick talk radio, feeding them to the media. And his rant, Ray Nagin's rant on WWL this morning, folded right into the accusation. See, the white folks say now, see, he's crazy too. Did you hear the sucker on WWL? He's cursing on the air and all. It's the mayor's fault that the feds cut money desperately needed for levee repair and construction. It's the mayor's fault that those cuts were needed in order to finance Bush's tax breaks to the wealthy. It's the mayor's fault that Bush decided to invade another country or two with no provocation, and lots of money's needed to pay for the graft and corruption caused by Cheney's firms devouring huge sums in the war zone. And don't you support America? It's the mayor's fault that the EPA refused to stop the destruction of Louisiana's wetlands, areas that are desperately needed to absorb the fury of a hurricane before it hit New Orleans. It's the mayor's fault that oil companies were allowed to cut canals through those wetlands so their toxic sludge could more easily be diverted into the open ocean. And on and on. It's the mayor's fault It's that Ray Nagin. It's his fault. And did you hear that sucker on WWL this morning cursing like that? Utter failure. This administration is singular in its inability to lead or perform. I don't think ever in the history of this republic have we had something like this. 4 years after the attack of September 11, 2001, and after years of breaking apart government structures that had proven their ability to work, and privatizing them and replacing those structures with these little bastard Soviet-style thugs, these little apparatchiks, these contributors to the Bush campaigns over the years. The system of rescue and assistance in this country no longer exists. Do you understand that? I was listening to Sam Cedar tonight on the way into work. And Sam was hitting every single point absolutely right on. By the way, if this program's on too late for you, listen to Sam and Janine when she's there on Majority Report, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. Sam was kicking ass and taking names tonight. He has this thing nailed. You want to see what privatization looks like? Look at New Orleans. But the ability to handle catastrophic events is beyond these criminals. So what happens the next time we're hit by an enemy? Huh? Can you imagine Al-Qaeda right now, if they decided to dirty bomb a city or pull off another attack in the United States right now? Can you imagine? And they're taking notes, Truth Seeker. They're taking notes how this corrupt, filthy regime that runs America can't even handle this. Thousands of examples of human suffering and tragedy, suffering that did not have to happen, came as a result of this Bush crime family's inability to govern, to lead, to set examples, to do anything. It was deliberate. I swear to Christ, it was deliberate. On CBS News tonight, a truck driver with a semi full of bottled water said he was ready to leave Houston on Monday, but he was told by his boss that orders had come to hold off on delivery until further notice. The notice came Thursday, yesterday, and today he arrived in New Orleans. Where did the order come from? That was on CBS. I'm not making this up. It was on CBS News tonight. Chertoff, interviewed on NPR yesterday, I think it was yesterday, insisting that reports of death and hunger and thirst and sickness inside the New Orleans Astrodome was nothing but a rumor and couldn't be verified. These sons of bitches don't even watch television? Yesterday he was saying that. It's all rumors. And the head of FEMA, this Michael Brown thug, he used to sell horses? Is that what he did? Completely out of touch with reality these past several days, insisting that relief was on the ground in New Orleans and people were being cared for, when in fact nothing even remotely resembling what he was talking about was occurring. And calling the looters thugs, right? This Bush crime family is about theft and greed and fraud and lies and war and death and posturing. They are beyond evil because of their incompetence. Hundreds and possibly thousands of Americans are now dead because of this incompetence. This is a crime against the United States that these people have committed. The Bush crime family has committed. This is a major crime against the United States. Is this not what the founding fathers of this country had in mind when they set out the conditions for impeachment? High crimes and misdemeanors? Is this not a high crime? Jesus Christ, is this not a high crime? What does it take? We've had illegal wars. We've had violations of every single possible constitutional protection guaranteed by what the framers wrote in 1789, and every single violation, and now mass murder. Is this not impeachable? I'll tell you what, thank God for the doctors and those nurses, like at Charity Hospital in New Orleans and the different hospitals around New Orleans. Did you see some of that today? They remained and fought impossible odds to take care of their patients. Not even the cops in New Orleans had that kind of dedication. Remember that the next time you want to complain about your doctor or your nurse. I saw some interviews with doctors and nurses today that were just astounding. It made me almost want to crawl in the ground in shame because I'm not down there, giving IVs to nurses. They're giving each other IVs now, the nurses are, so they can stay competent and take care of their patients. And the Coast Guard rescue teams? Oh my God, you want some heroes? There's your heroes! the efforts in rescuing person after person, one at a time, babies and old people and young people and quadriplegics and paraplegics and sick people. These Coast Guard guys and gals going down those, taking those baskets down and flying those helicopters. You want heroes? There's your heroes. You want thugs and punks and liars and killers? Look at the Bush crime family.
We need a lot of help, people here in our town. Oh, we need help in our city. We need a lot of help, people in our town.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
After 25 years of marriage, I can't imagine life without Bob. So when his doctor told him his high blood pressure and cholesterol increased his risk of a heart attack, I worried. But I feel better because his doctor recommended Bayer.
Doctors know that Bayer low dose can prevent one out of three heart attacks. And Bayer is the brand that more doctors take for their own hearts. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
We both feel better because I take my Bayer.
You'll feel better, protected by Bayer. Talk to your doctor.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, ester protection.
Look for ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Civic Center.
Wondering if I can enter the demolition derby this Sunday?
You've done the demo circuit before?
Lord, no. But, see, I drive a new Volkswagen Jetta, and it got the top overall crash rating in its class from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
You want to crash your new Jetta?
Small price for victory when you're Iron Horse.
We already got an Iron Horse.
Oh, then I shall be Evil Iron Horse. It'll be Iron Horse versus Evil Iron Horse.
You realize you'll be up against 30 professional stunt drivers trying to destroy you and your car.
Evil Iron Horse!
The new Volkswagen Jetta, awarded top overall crash rating in its class by the IIHS. Lease a 2005 new Jetta Value Edition for just $199 a month.
36-month lease, $1844 required. Signing excludes taxes, license, other options, and daily charges. Supplies limited. Offer ends September 6, 2005. See your dealer or call 1-800-DRIVE-UW for details. IIHS rating is available 2005.
Test drive a Jetta at your local Tri-State Volkswagen dealer today.
Take personal responsibility for everything I say, of course. Absolutely.
We've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
That amazing grace gonna pass you by.
21 past the hour. All right, after the next break, stick around, call your friends. I want you to hear this. It runs about 4 minutes. It is a juxtaposition of comments by Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans, on WWL this morning, and George Bush this afternoon as he had his photo op. Now, I've had a couple of people say that those people in Mississippi that Bush was hugging on weren't even black folk, that they were Latino. I don't even know. I just know that they didn't look as white as him or as white as that obese gargantuan pig that was following him, the governor of Mississippi. What's his name? Haley Barbour. That's right. It's hard to keep these pigs, tell them apart. You know, they all and don't, please, no more emails, you people that love pigs and tell me that I'm insulting pigs when I do this. You know. Oh, by the way, Condoleezza finally pranced out today in her $1,000 Manolo Blahniks. Did you see that fresh from her New York City theater tour? Yeah. Did you see that? Yeah. Well, when was it? When did she go? Wednesday night? Was it Wednesday night that while people are dying in while Americans are dying in New Orleans, while people are starving and dying of thirst, the Secretary of State of the United States of America goes to a play? Huh? What'd she go see? What was it? Spamalot?
Yes, she was one of the fortunate few to get tickets to the fabulous New York show Spamalot.
And where's Dick Cheney? You know, if there's a God, his diseased heart has atrophied to the point where he can't even pretend to care about a million suffering Americans. Even though, have you heard Halliburton? Halliburton? Halliburton, for Christ's sake, America, wake up. Halliburton is getting the contracts to rebuild New Orleans. Do you understand that? Do you understand what? Jesus. Halliburton. Halliburton is getting the contracts, sucking up the contracts to rebuild New Orleans. What did Bush say today? Yeah, I'm going to find somebody to rebuild the city. I'm going to, what did he say? Not outsource it. He said, I'm going to delegate it.
I'm going to delegate.
I'm going to find somebody to rebuild New Orleans. Somebody know how to build it. And we're going to have it all be Gulf Front property. Get these Negroes out of here. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Am I kidding, Carl? Get these Negroes out of here. And we can get all the white folks down here with Gulf Front condominiums.
Of course, if Denny Hastert had his way, they'd just bulldoze it.
Yeah, I heard what Hastert had to say. Now, over the past couple of days, remember the shots fired at the evacuation helicopters over the Superdome? Remember that? Huh? Associated Press says, the evacuation of the Superdome temporarily disturbed or disrupted Thursday, yesterday, after a shot was reportedly fired at a military helicopter. An air ambulance service official said the helicopter transfers of the sick and injured were therefore suspended. Lieutenant Colonel Pete Schneider, Louisiana National Guard, said at the Superdome, we have a report that one shot was fired at a Chinook helicopter. However, Laura Brown, an FAA, a Federal Aviation Administration spokeswoman, said, quote, we're controlling every single aircraft in that airspace, and none of them reported being fired on. It was another lie. It was another filthy lie. How many of the snipers firing in New Orleans, how much of that was a lie? How much of that was a filthy lie? Well, you know, these are black people down here, man. Damn, they can't sit there and just wait. So their babies are dying, and their grandmammies are dying, and the aunties are dying. They can't sit there and wait and behave themselves. You see what happens when you give Negroes a city? You see what these ungrateful sons of bitches do? They can't sit there in 110-degree heat and behave themselves and wait and let everybody die. We're coming. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually. Don't worry about it. You know, black folk can't swim. Isn't that funny? Ha ha! You sons of bitches are going to drown, aren't you? Like rats. Shots fired. Snipers. Yeah, okay. And just gangs of them Negroes running through the Astrodome. Butchering her. Did you hear about the people being raped in the bathrooms? And now we got a report of cannibalism. That's right, cannibalism. These dark-skinned devils were eating each other down there in New Orleans because they couldn't get into the Walmart and steal some food. That's out there now. It's on Huffington Post. Dear God. Well, I'm going to tell you something. These are Americans. These are your people and my people, you know. And if you're white and listen to this program, don't kid yourself. If you're black and listen to this program, don't kid yourself. Our blood is so mixed. Oh, please. Please. What was this study done recently, Kathy? Was it Duke? Was it Tulane? Who did the study and found out that folks that walk around this country that have been here longer than 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 generations saying they're white? Really? You're white, huh? And folks walking around saying, well, I'm African American. You take a look down on the genetic level, and you find out, guess what? White people? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. We're Americans. Do you understand that, truth seeker? We're Americans. And hundreds of us are dying in New Orleans while this son of a bitch prances around for his photo op.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
There's an epidemic coming. It will affect the entire world.
A threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective. Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment, exhilarating, raves Time magazine.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Rolling Stone declares it's a sizzling thriller that ends the summer on a high note. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in foreign gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen Wednesday.
After 25 years of marriage, I can't imagine life without Bob. So when his doctor told him his high blood pressure and cholesterol increased his risk of a heart attack, I worried. But I feel better because his doctor recommended Bayer.
Doctors know that Bayer low dose can prevent 1 out of 3 heart attacks. And Bayer is the brand that more doctors take for their own hearts. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
We both feel better because I take my Bayer.
You'll feel better, protected by Bayer. Talk to your doctor.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. Go to MyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your Office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hurricane Katrina has claimed hundreds of lives and millions of Americans have suffered greatly because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross online at redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Even the smallest donation can make a difference. So call 1-800-HELP-NOW or click on the Red Cross icon at airamericaradio.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Kyle Jason Show.
Phoebe Snow, I am just very happy that you're here.
My most favorite thing to talk about and the most important thing to me in the world is talking to young artists who are coming up. Don't let anybody change musically what you're doing. If you believe in what you're doing and you know that you're on the right track in your heart, if you're in love with music, don't lose that. That's the most important thing.
The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey rice blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour, all sorts of weirdness is happening, and I'm not trying to be flippant here or cavalier about this horrific tragedy, but on the periphery of this tragedy, there is weirdness going on. For example, Shepard Smith, a Fox News anchor and reporter, is having an absolute meltdown. This is what happens to these people who sell their souls to the devil. As long as Shepard Smith did, as long as they stay encapsulated or ensconced or surrounded by the fake bravery and this rotten, disgusting fake patriotism that you find around Hannity and his parrot Alan Combs and O'Reilly and the rest of this filth that exists at Fox News Channel in New York, they're okay. As long as they stay totally insulated, You know, I have some colored friends. We went out and heard some jazz the other night. They were colored. And, you know, I'm sorry. Is that not the right word? Okay. They were Afro. That's not either, huh? You know, that sort of thing, right? But Shepard Smith is having a meltdown. He's having a nervous breakdown. Go for it, Shepard. Break to pieces. And when you come out the other side, you'll be a complete human being. Leave this swill behind, Shepard. Leave him behind. Leave O'Reilly and Hannity and Limbaugh and Ailes and the rest of these pigs. Break free, Shepard. The other day, when he was doing his Fox News report from an overpass, from an expressway, with people dying in the sun around him, he started to lose it. And today, he was on Hannity and Combs and went after Hannity. I think he wanted to kill Hannity. What we have for you here is he's on O'Reilly's a little snot fest. And O'Reilly is trying to get him to talk about, well, now, come on, it's not that bad. Listen, Falufa man. It gets the conversation. We're going to pick it up in the middle where Falufa man says something. And listen, Falafel, Falufa, whatever the hell he is. And listen to Shepard Smith. This is a man who's being born right in front of your eyes.
I was on that same bridge where Steve Harrigan was standing 2 days ago at 3 o'clock Eastern time in the afternoon. And there weren't 500, there were 5,000. And people were dying, and there were babies in arms and elderly people in wheelchairs, and they didn't send anyone there, and they didn't send anyone today. Contrast that with this. Today they sent in the National Guard and a number of buses to go to the Hyatt Hotel across from the mayor's headquarters, and the mayor got all of those people out of that Hyatt Hotel in those buses with armed guards. They took them to the Superdome, where they go to more buses to get out of the city. And at the Superdome, people have waited in line for 4 days in squalor, with shootings happening in there and people being raped. That's not conjecture. That's not speculation. That happened.
All right.
They didn't go to the back of the line, Bill. The mayor of New Orleans ordered that these 400 tourists from outside of his state and outside of our country, in some cases, were to go to the front of the line and not have to wait with the commoners online. And do you think the people in New Orleans are happy about that? Bill, I assure you they're not.
Okay. So
I have not seen a Red Cross truck since the day I came to this town 5 days ago.
But if you sound a little bitter, Shep. Now I want to try to put
I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter, Bill. But I just want to tell you that when you say that all things are equal in this city, all things are not equal in this city.
That's the sound of a Fox News guy being born into reality. Huh? Take O'Reilly. Just take Bill O'Reilly. Take that useless son of a bitch and give him a backpack and give him a canteen full of water and drop him on Bourbon Street. It's high and dry on Bourbon Street. That's one of the highest points in New Orleans, right up there against the Mississippi. Put him down there. There you go, O'Reilly. Now work your way out. Work your way out, you big old tall white man. Go ahead. And O'Reilly would have his birth moment just like Shepard Smith is. Darren in North Carolina. He writes, these points are both from my grandfather, 80 years old World War II vet who cannot call in. One, how can the cable news media get in and out of New Orleans so easily when aid can't seem to get there? What are these reporters eating and drinking? What are the reporters' bodyguards doing to help? Two, Grandpa drove a truck for over 50 years. He heard that they brought in 23,000 pounds of water yesterday. According to him, that is 12 pallets, or a half truckload, barely enough for 1,000 people for a day, if that. You got the good news thing? All right, now I want you to hear this. This is Mayor Ray Nagin, interviewed this morning on WWL. All of these clips are from today, and interspersed with comments from this psychopath, this drunk, this useless, unable to lead cretin that has the office of the presidency. I don't know how he got it, but I want you to listen. The third voice that you hear every once in a while, just a couple of times, is what was the interviewer's name, Kathy? What's the guy's name on WWL who? Garland Robinette. All right, here we go.
Hey,
I'm not looking forward to this trip. I got a feel for it when I flew over before.
This flying over in Air Force One does not do it justice. And that I have been all around this city, and I am very frustrated because we are not able to marshal resources, and we're outmanned in just about every respect.
Looking forward to my trip down there. I'm looking forward to talking to the people on the ground.
You know the reason why the looters got out of control? Because we had most of our resources saving people, thousands of people.
Now's the time to love a neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. We had 1,200 troops arrive yesterday, I'm told. We're going to have 1,200 today, 1,200 more. These are troops especially trained for military police work. We are going to restore order in the city, and all people of this country expect there to be law and order, zero tolerance.
I need reinforcements. I need troops, man. This is a national disaster. Get every doggone Greyhound bus line in the country and get their asses moving to New Orleans.
Thousands of people's lives have been saved immediately. And that's good news. Fellow citizens must understand that we're talking years. Now, we're not talking years to get to people rescued. We're talking days. You know, I am satisfied with the response. It's good news.
Every day that we delay, people are dying.
I got some good news on the pipeline. We thought it would be at 47% capacity. It's going to be significantly more than that, which is good news. The EPA suspended rules so that we could use types of gasoline, which attracted fuel from overseas. That's good.
I told everybody the importance of the 17th Street Canal issue. We say, please, please take care of this. We don't care what you do. Figure it out.
Who'd you say that to?
Homeland Security, FEMA.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. The FEMA director's working 24 hours a day.
You name it, we said it. And, you know, they allowed that pumping station to go underwater. There is nothing happening.
Listen, we're going to have a problem this weekend when it comes to gasoline. Just like they got a problem here.
And they're feeding the public a line of bull, and it's spinning.
There's a lot of aid surging toward those who have been affected.
And people are dying.
The results are acceptable in New Orleans.
We authorized $8 billion to go to Iraq. Lickety-quick. After 9/11, we gave the president unprecedented powers to take care of New York and other places. Now, you mean to tell me that a place where you probably have thousands of people that have died and thousands more that are dying every day, that we can't figure out a way to authorize the resources that we need?
I don't think anybody can be prepared for the vastness of this destruction. We've got a job to defend this country in the war on terror. We'll secure our country from the terrorists, and we'll help rebuild this part of the world.
I don't want to see anybody do any more goddamn press conferences.
These are tough times. You know, there's a lot of sadness, of course. But there's also a spirit here that is uplifting.
Put a moratorium on press conferences. Don't do another press conference until the resources are in this city.
You know, this is a huge task that we're dealing with. The good news is we know what we're going to do, and we're going to get it done.
It's too doggone late. Get off your asses and let's do something, and let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
We're going to get somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to rebuilding cities. I'm going to delegate. The good news is, and it's hard for some to see it now, that out of this chaos is going to come a fantastic Gulf Coast.
You know, God is looking down on all this. And if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are going to pay the price.
Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, he's lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house, and I'm looking forward to sitting on the porch.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? This could be as we
got... So George Bush is looking forward out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house. We're going to rebuild that old racist bastard's house. And we're going to sit there. I can't wait to sit there with him. And we're going to find us some Negroes who will come and sit out there on the levee and will strum their banjos and will sing me and Trent some of them old spiritual, you know, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Hallelujah. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Across the nation, black and white discrimination, and you can't understand me, and all that other jazz they hand me, and my papers and TV.
stupidity that seems to grow more every day. It's time to hear something we say. You want to go and do your hair?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. The newest job in city government, sustainability manager. Cleveland has become the latest big city to hire a person whose whole job is to find ways to save energy. He's starting simply by replacing energy-wasting light bulbs in city buildings with more efficient ones, and by ordering a no-idling rule for the city's diesel engine trucks. He also hopes to make the roof of City Hall more energy efficient. Seattle, Chicago, and Portland are among the other cities with sustainability managers.
At Cliff Bar & Company, we're all about nourishing healthy people with great food, like Cliff and Luna bars, and now new Cliff Nectar, an entirely organic fruit and nut bar made from five or fewer ingredients. With two servings of fruit, you can eat well and feel good about it. Cliff Bar is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about how we're working to create better food and a more healthful environment, and look for Cliff Nectar in your local natural food stores.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at thvitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. thvitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
This radio commercial is not for everybody. In fact, some members of the eye care community consider the following product controversial. But we believe anyone looking to improve their vision has the right to be informed. We're Vision Improvement Technologies, and our doctors believe that we offer an alternative to stronger eyeglass prescriptions, contacts, and laser surgery. However, our powerful method may not be right for you. We want you to make an informed choice, so we'd like to offer you a free video so you can see our approach and come to your own conclusions. Again, it's not right for everyone, and some people in the optometric community consider our powerful approach very controversial. That's why we're offering a video to the public free of charge. If improving your vision without glasses or surgery would make a difference in your life, this controversial free tape could be just what you're looking for. But we can only offer this free tape if you call right now. 1-800-600-6181. 1-800-600-6181. That's 1-800-600-6181.
I'm Clarice Kennedy, owner of CCN, an IT service management company, and I've been an American Express business card member since 1989. A few years ago, we were working on a project for a very important client of ours, and at the very last hour on a Friday, we were told we were awarded this project. We needed to hire 6 employees immediately. They needed to be in all different parts of the country by Monday. The only catch was we did not have any time to set up expense accounts. So I quickly called the open team and explained the situation to them, and I asked them, "Can you help me do this?" Within 24 hours, each employee had a card in their hand. So we were able to move quickly and deliver the project. And a big part of that was because Open was able to deliver quickly for us.
The support you need when you need it most. That's the level of service you get when you work with the Open Small Business Team. To apply for an American Express Business Gold Card and receive a complimentary year of service, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN or visit nowopen.com.
The $75 annual fee will be waived for the first year.
Really long question.
It's 10 before the hour. Uh,
regarding the two brown women who were talking to Bush, the book Bush was hugging on this afternoon. I got an email here from Eileen. The two black women were just interviewed by Aaron Brown. They have accents that are not from Biloxi. I believe they're Latino. They seem totally uninformed about what was going on in New Orleans. They were props. Yeah. A couple of these emails. This is from Chuck in Thousand Oaks. What this horrific disaster has shown the world is the vast, ugly underside of this so-called magnificent and great world power. Katrina has ripped open the ugly wound and exposed America's hypocrisy of the world. A third world of poverty, ignorance, and disease exists right here in the good old USA. America is the big lie. While the rich and super rich live in castles, we have this poverty belt around the nation. Poor whites, poor blacks, poor Indians and Latinos, we must unite. Our battle cry should be, remember New Orleans. The black children in Watts have no books. The Chicanos on the black backside of Bakersfield live in filth and disease. The poor whites in Maricopa live in pathetic little house trailers without air conditioning and 112-degree heat, and just down the road, the oil wells continue to pump the black ooze, and the good old boys wheel up and down the back roads in their Lincoln SUVs, puffing their stogies and their $400 Stetsons and $1,200 lizard skin boots. It's sick. It ain't America anymore. Our political leadership are money-grubbing, cream-puff phony leeches and frontmen. Worthless slime. This is from Terry. Hi, Mike. Wonder what the members of the Louisiana National Guard who are in Iraq are thinking as they watch pictures of their family, friends, neighbors begging to be rescued from rooftops or dying in attics or dying in wheelchairs and sports stadiums lacking food, diapers, and ultimately hope. Oh, Jesus. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. Just in case, who sent me this? Brian? Just in case you missed the amazing performance of the Republican leadership yesterday, Bush said, I don't think anyone anticipated the breach of the levees. Well, no one except the entire world. Secretary of State Rice went shopping on Fifth Avenue, but not before she played tennis and yucked it up at Spamalot. The viceroy in charge of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, said, we're much better prepared than we've ever been. I'm not sure if that was before or after he reminded us that September is National Preparedness Month, so be sure to stock up on duct tape. The head of of FEMA, Michael Brown, leapt into action, mustering all the energy disaster management skills he learned as a lawyer for the International Arabian Horse Association legal department, from which he was fired. His money, quote, Paula, the federal government did not even know about the convention center people until today. He also now says that the victims themselves are to blame for not evacuating. The Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, well, he said, maybe we should just forget all about rebuilding New Orleans because it might cost money and stuff. The Pentagon, headed by Donald Rumsfeld, assured America that, yes, the country music hoedown with Clint Black on September 11th is still on, partner. The head of the Republican National Committee, Ken Melman, well, he sent out an email stressing that now, for God's sake, people, now is the time when we must repeal that which is causing our country to go down the tubes, the estate tax. And Vice President Dick Cheney, he's still on vacation. And, on Newsnight with Jim Lehrer, Lehrer said, "We got what time? Okay." Lehrer says to his guest, Mike Brown, FEMA, preceding you, we've had numerous people say they walked across the bridge and they got to the other side of the bridge and there was nobody there, nobody to help them. There were supposed to be buses. The buses didn't show up. It is one story after another. So what does as soon as we can mean at this stage of the game, Mr. Brown? Mike Brown, FEMA head. Well, let me answer the question two ways. First, with regard to the evacuation of the Superdome and the Convention Center, we have had an ongoing supply of food and water to there. They've had meals every day that they've been there. They had meals this morning. We have five trailers moving into the Superdome this evening and to the Convention Center to provide both water and meals to those people. So they're getting regular amounts of food in the morning and evening in both of those places. The second part of my answer, Jim, which I think, again, the American people understand how fascinating and unusual this is that we're seeing people that we didn't even know exist suddenly are showing up on bridges or showing up on overpasses or parts of the interstate that aren't inundated. People we didn't even know exist. people we didn't even know exist. Have you noticed that since, Didier in Boston, have you noticed that since year 2000, only the Black Caucus has been consistently fighting the Bush crime family, even today when the whole population, including the castrated media, is openly criticizing the dismal performance of this goofball in the Oval Office? The white Democrats in Congress are AWOL. Where are they? Only the members of the Black Caucus went out and expressed their criticism toward this criminal administration. Not a single white person stood there with them. What's going on? While Mary Landrieu and the governor were kissing George Bush's and Bill Frist's asses, did you hear the mayor? He sounded like Mike Malloy. Yeah, that, bad language. By the way, why didn't Bush ask his dad and Bill Clinton to organize a fundraiser for the Pentagon? He could find $500 billion to fund killings, but when there's a human tragedy, the U.S. government doesn't have any money? Didier from Boston. We've got more. We've got a whole lot more, and I'm going to get to your phone calls, I swear to God. And again, let me say it again. If you all were listening to Majority Report tonight with Sam Cedar, Jesus, Kathy and I were driving in here, and I had to call him on the cell phone during his break and just say, Sam, man, you are kicking ass. You are kicking ass. Sam has the whole scam figured out. If this program's too late for you, tune in to Majority Report, okay? And when Janine's there, she's good too. But Sam's my man. Sam is my man. Listen, tune in to Sam Cedar. You got to hear this dude.
On Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. National Guardsmen serve food to thousands of refugees at the New Orleans Convention Center today. For most, it was probably the first decent meal since Hurricane Katrina hit on Monday. Truckloads of relief supplies arrived along with armed National Guard troops. Black members of Congress are angry about what they see as a slow federal response to Katrina. The Congressional Black Caucus, the National Urban League, and other African-American organizations charge that help lag because those people are poor. Many are also black. Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones says there will be another time to have issues about color. Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. of Illinois says too much focus is on the looting instead of the needy. Elijah Cummings, a congressman from Maryland, says citizens and governments must come together with a, quote, force equal to that of Hurricane Katrina. The water in New Orleans isn't going away anytime soon. The Army Corps of Engineers says it'll be at least several weeks before all the standing water can be pumped out. They're also looking into breaching some levees bordering Lake Pontchartrain as a way to try to drain some of the water out that way. The commander, Carl Strock, says the timetable depends on just how much pumping capacity can be restored. And he said whether any other storms come, of course, you start punching holes in levees, compromise the flood protection. If another storm comes, that would be obviously a good deal worse. The U.S. and other nations are going to release more oil from the petroleum reserves to relieve the energy crunch from Katrina. The Bush administration says they'll release 30 million barrels of oil from the strategic stockpile, another 60 million barrels to come from overseas. Energy Secretary Bodman says it's part of an aggressive federal response to the hurricane. There are reports of ice for $10 a bag, gasoline $6 a gallon in places like Mississippi, Louisiana, and other states as well. Mississippi's Attorney General says he'll investigate those complaints. In Mississippi, many residents remain without food, water, electricity, or gasoline. 126 people dead, according to state officials. Governor Haley Barbour says, though, it may be more like 150 and probably more than that. The American Farm Bureau Federation says hurricane damage to farm-related industries will cost more than $2 billion and could result in increased food prices around the country. The impact rippling through the agriculture. Hurricane Katrina flattened and drenched crops like sugarcane and cotton and some chicken houses and the flocks. An economist for the nation's largest general farm organization says this may just be the tip of the iceberg. A conservative estimate, direct damage to crops and livestock over $1 billion, indirect costs, that could be another billion on top of that. This is Air America Radio.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, I'm Peter Lauper with Jay Harris, publisher of Mother Jones Magazine. This week on Mother Jones Radio, we deal with the hurricane.
We'll be talking to a sergeant in the Louisiana National Guard stationed in Baghdad, watching the crisis on television and wishing she were home, and with the journalist who documented the numerous stories that predicted the scale of this catastrophe, despite what the president said. That's this Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Six and a half past the hour. I got an email here, and I'm aware of this. As a matter of fact, I printed it off. Dennis Kucinich did make a statement on the floor of the House regarding the supplemental bill for the people who have been butchered by the Bush administration, the hurricane, and the flooding. And when I said before the break that, you know, where are the white folks? Where are the white members of Congress? I guess what I'd love to see, and maybe it's happened, I haven't just seen it, but some of the white members of Congress to stand with some of the black members of Congress, and why? So that we can get past this race thing, so that we know that we've got honest people, that would be Democrats or liberals, and we have the thugs and the butchers and the bastards, that would be the conservatives and Republicans. I wish I could see those images. But over and over, and I know Dennis is the lone white knight, you know, trying to bring a white face into some of these issues. Over and over and over again, it's Kucinich, 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 Kucinich. It's not Hillary Clinton. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Joe Lieberman. It's not even Ted Kennedy. It's always Kucinich, Kucinich, Kucinich. So my bad for slighting Dennis. He made a powerful statement. We don't have time to read it, but maybe we'll get to it next week. A powerful statement on the floor of the House, when was it, yesterday or today? Today, I believe. But the point that the emailer was trying to make and that I picked up on is that over and over, who has become the soul of America? And I swear to God, over and over again, it's black elected members of Congress. Over and over and over and over again. Who, you know, finally Barbara Boxer showed up to challenge the 2004 election. But remember 2000? When not a single white member of the Senate would stand with the Congressional Black Caucus from the House side challenging that election. And this time Boxer did. But over and over and over again, what the hell is wrong with white America? What the hell is wrong with white America? All right, I know you're white, and I know you're listening to this program, and I know you don't like me busting up on white people. You know, I'm stereotyping. I understand. But we know about stereotyping. Come on, white folk. We know about stereotyping. I could rattle off a list of words for you right now. Of course, it would get bleeped off the air, but that would show you some stereotyping. But when do white people lose their spines? When? Now, I'm not trying to shame you. I'm not. I appreciate you tuning in this program. And this probably doesn't apply to you if you're white. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. And every black person listening to this program knows damn good and well what I'm talking about. Over and over and over and over and over again. The people willing to take a moral stand. I mean a real moral stand. An ethical stand. On some of these issues, I've got disagreements with the black community, you know, about the gay thing and about the, you know, this and that and this. I'm not trying to cast anybody as angels here. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Whenever a catastrophe, a tragedy, a catastrophic event like this occurs, where the Bush crime family is involved in their lies and their deceit and their fraud, we know who's going to show up. We know who's going to show up on the news from the government. It's going to be the Black Caucus. There they are. standing there over and over and over and over again. And where they wind up? With C-SPAN? Jesus. All right. New York just emailed us this piece of audio from Shepard Smith. Was this yesterday or today? This is today, too, where Shepard, tonight, where Shepard Smith was on this little rat bastard Sean Hannity's program. And we want you to hear this, where Shepard, I'm telling you, Shepard Smith is a white man being born. And realizing that he's been working for Satan and that he's surrounded by demons as long as he stays at Fox. They sent him into hell. They sent him into New Orleans. And he busted O'Reilly's ass. Now listen to him with Hannity.
You know, they won't let them walk out of there because I'm standing right above that convention center. And what they've done is they've locked them in there. The government said, you go here and you'll get help. Or you go in that Superdome and you'll get help. And they didn't get help. They got locked in there and they watched people being killed around them. And they watched people starving and they watched elderly people not get any medicine. And now they know it's happening because we've been telling them repeatedly over and over every day. And you know what they're doing now? And I'm not blaming anyone. I'm telling you what's happening. They have set up a checkpoint at the bottom of this bridge. This is the bridge that takes you from New Orleans over into Gretna, from Orleans Parish into Jefferson's Parish. It's the only way out. It's the connection to the rest of the world. And they've set up a checkpoint, and anyone who walks up out of that city now is turned around. You are not allowed to go to Gretna, Louisiana from New Orleans, Louisiana. Over there, there's hope. Over there, there's electricity. Over there, there's food and water. But you cannot go from there to there.
I think
the government will not allow you. It's a fact.
I want to get some perspective here, because earlier today, the images...
That is perspective.
Hang on a second.
That is all the perspective you need.
Can you believe that? You ever see a fully grown 30-something-year-old white man being born? It's amazing, isn't it? And Sean... up there in New York and Long Island. I know you listen to this program. I know you listen to the first 2 hours of this program every night. I know you do, you little son of a bitch. I know you do. Shame on you. Let me tell you something, Sean Hannity, because you and I know each other, pal. You and I know each other. We work together here in Atlanta for different stations, but you and I know each other, you little rat weasel. We know each other, don't we? Let me tell you something, Sean. You make me ashamed to be a male. You make me ashamed to be white. You make me ashamed to be in the radio business. And you make me ashamed to be an American. You pig. You little pig. Sorry for the personal rant there, Truth Seekers, but I don't like him. I don't like any of these bastards. I don't like him. So, Shepard Smith, you go ahead with your birthing, pal. You go ahead. Get born. Go ahead. From Paul, Mike did a personal test today, went to a restaurant, a bar to get a sandwich. The place I went to was one that would be considered pro-Bush, wanted to see if the tragedy might have had an effect on the locals. The TV was on, everyone was aghast. The shriveled couple next to me wanted to know why everyone was blaming Bush. I asked them why they were so loyal to Bush. All noise stopped, perhaps 15 pairs of eyes glared at me. I finished the sandwich, walked out slowly, expecting to get jumped. It didn't happen. In fact, 3 or 4 people turned away as I walked past. Nothing has changed. Paul. Regarding Bush's trip to Biloxi, he says, this is on Salon, I think, he tried to comfort an African-American woman he met there, but it's not clear that he succeeded. The woman was sobbing. She had returned to her home to get clothing for her son, and there was nothing there. Quote, "My son needs clothes," she said. "Ma'am," Bush said, "there's a Salvation Army Center that I went to, and I'll tell you where it is, and they'll get you some help." The woman repeated that she was looking for clothes, and the president said the Salvation Army Center would get her some. But then another resident, a white man, the president high-fived, told Bush that the location where Bush thought the Salvation Army Center was had been, quote, wiped out. The president told the woman to, quote, hang in there, end quote. I saw that. I had the sound down today because I think I was, that must have been when you were gone, Kathy, and I was trying to rock the kid to sleep. And I saw that white guy, big old white dude with the baseball hat on, and Bush with his arm around the black woman. I couldn't, or Latina, whatever. And I couldn't hear what they were saying. But all of a sudden, I saw the white guy high five Bush, and I thought, what's that about? A This is from Green Bean. Mike, I've been listening to Randy today, and the complete disgrace of this thing called Bush has done to our fellow citizens in New Orleans in squalor, no food, and, of course, no game plan, as he cut the budget to rebuild these levees 2 years ago and was warned and warned that does it. This country needs to call for an end to this regime of the Bush crime family forever and bring the troops home from Iraq and let them help their own country. This second administration is an assemblage of the greatest hits of the worst, most corrupt, contemptible people of the last 40 years, and they gotta go. Yeah, I just wonder how much more of this we can take. I really do. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, because none of them can.
Well, I fully understand people wanting things to have happened yesterday.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to.
Well, there's a lot of food on its way, a lot of water on the way.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
They call this place the Institute, but really it's a torture chamber. A place where they take a 3,300-pound object shaped like the front end of an SUV and hurl it directly into your bright, shiny new car. A lot of manufacturers come here. Not all of them leave with their pride intact.
But when Volkswagen sent the new Jetta to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, it came back with the best overall crash test ratings of any car in its class. The president of the Institute went on to say, "This new Jetta design shows what manufacturers can do to improve occupant protection in serious side impacts when cars are hit by SUVs and pickup trucks. We want more manufacturers to do what Volkswagen has done. The new Jetta." For details, go to IIHS.org. Better yet, see your local Volkswagen dealer where right now you can lease a 2005 new Jetta Value Edition for just $199 a month.
36-month lease, 1844 required at signing, excludes taxes, license, other options, and dealer charges, supplies limited, offer ends September 6, 2005. See your dealer or call 1-800-DRIVE-AW for details. IIHS ratings of April 2005.
Test drive a Jetta at your local Tri-State Volkswagen dealer today.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
There ought to be zero tolerance of people breaking the law during an emergency such as this.
Twenty-two past the hour from Bob in Washington, and stick around because then we're going to take some calls here. So stay there. Oh, and by the way, the good news thing that Kathy put together, that montage, we're going to play it again in the third hour of the program. So if you missed it during the first two, you can hear it. Or during the first hour, you'll hear it after midnight Eastern time. Bob from Washington. Mike, today the House of Representatives voted for the appropriation bill to help our fellow citizens in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. However, the Speaker of the House of Representatives couldn't see fit to do his job and preside over the emergency session, missing in action today as he was in Vietnam. This is the same lard-ass, pig-faced, monkey-brain, lying pimp who last March 18th on a Saturday night rushed to convene Congress, who was out of session, to Washington to save Terri Schiavo, that poor blind dying lady. He was then able to preside over a three-hour Republican F-fest in which he invoked the dying Pope John Paul II in an effort to summon Hastert's personal forces of Satan to his filthy side. Where was this dishonorable excuse of human excrement at today when he couldn't be in session to help his fellow Americans? Why, gee, Martha, get the smelling salts. Clark, grab a pencil and paper. Why, the Illinois indigestion machine was in Indiana at a fundraiser for a Republican congressional candidate. Mike, pass it on. We need a march in Washington. I'm not asking you to organize it. Just try to light the fire. The time is now. Iraq and New Orleans and Osama. Surely someone has the means and time to start the movement. Bob in Washington. So some of the emails we get in here are absolute poetry. When Kathy and I lived in Chicago, we started going to poetry slams at the Green Mill with
Mark Smith.
Hi, my name's Mark Smith. So what? We used to go to the Green Mill, and I finally got up the courage to get up there two or three times. And but some of this stuff that you guys are sending in, it reads like what you hear at a poetry slam. Astonishing the artistic capabilities of the people who listen to this program. I'm always just completely blown away. Let's do some phone calls here. Let's start with Kay in North Carolina. Kay, welcome to the program. Is it Kay or Kai?
Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, fine.
I have a comment and a question.
All right, go ahead.
You know, at 9/11.
You can't say that. Can't say that. I know we can hear the mayor of New Orleans use the GD word, but you just can't do that. There's certain words we can't do. Sorry about that, Kai, or Kay. Kathy's calling from Minneapolis. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What I'm calling about is the Halliburton contract to clean up New Orleans.
Yeah, isn't that something? No surprise there, or was there?
Yeah, well, it was a surprise. Well, no, it wasn't a surprise.
It was a surprise, but when you stop and think about it, it really isn't.
It's so outrageous. it's just outrageous. I see those people suffering, and then I read this, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. It's just, what do you do?
Well, Sam Cedar pointed out tonight about how the Bush crime family has come into power to privatize everything. They privatized the war. They privatized the government of Iraq. They privatized search and rescue operations in this country. They have privatized everything, health and human services. They privatized the Food and Drug Administration. They privatized every single check and balance on predatory capitalism that they could possibly come up with, and they're continuing to do more. And as Sam pointed out tonight on his program, if you want to see what full privatization of America looks like, take a look at New Orleans.
Yeah, well, I didn't listen to Sam tonight. I listened to him last night, and, oh, Lord, he is right on.
He is indeed.
I guess I think this is what our president has been spending his time over the last few days, you know, where he needed to be there in New Orleans. And,
He doesn't care. Bush is incapable.
No, he
He's incapable of caring. The only thing, if you heard that montage Kathy put together, some of the sound bites from him today, he does care about the pipelines. He does care about gasoline. He does care about crude oil.
And he cares about the photo op.
Yeah, he cares about the photo op. You know, bring me some dark-skinned people over here so I can hug up on them. If you can find me a little black boy, bring him, because, you know, if you rub their head, it'll bring you good luck. All right.
It made me sick.
Huh?
It made me sick.
I hear you. Kathy, thanks for checking in. We got a break here. We'll be right back.
And the perverted fear of violence chokes the smile on every face. Senses ringing out the bell. This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh no, this is the road to hell.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Hi, I'm David Mirasu. For six generations, my family has shared their gift, the joy of making bright, crisp, fruit-focused wine. Mirasu wines are all about the vibrant, sunny character of California's Central Coast, and they're perfect for summertime. Like our Chardonnay, with grilled salmon or a big, beautiful salad. I'm David Mirasu, inviting you to make your summer even brighter. Mirasu, life is good under the sun.
Mirasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo, and if you're listening to and enjoying Air America, you're probably a critical thinker. So you know that there are federal, state, and city laws to protect you from sex discrimination. You probably know that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that the Family and Medical Leave Act affords you some protection for taking time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also may know that in these regressive times of expanding government power and contracting individual liberties, the glass ceiling, pink ghetto, and mommy track are alive and well in corporate America. In the complex and evolving area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side. Think about talking to the women's rights in the workplace advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser. Whether you're working in the mailroom or sitting in the corner office, if you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the women's rights in the workplace advocates. They'll help you stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEMLAWS, that's 866-FEMLAWS, or check them out at www.womensrightsny.com.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Jerry Springer.
If you recognize that anything that happens in the world is because of everything else that happened, I mean, that's true. You change one thing and the whole world is different. You know, you wonder, are you going to make a difference in life? Are we going to make a difference in life? Every single thing you do every single day has an impact on what the rest of the world will be like. You touch another person who touches another person who touches another person.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours. Nobody can threaten this country.
Nobody except you and your crime family. You know, the Republicans, the Bush crime family, the Republicans, they never throw out a winning playbook, never. They keep recycling the same criminal, inhuman, unfeeling, utilitarian strategies over and over and over and over again. Remember when President Carter worked and worked diplomatically to get the hostages released? Some of you may remember that, some of you may not. But that deal was secretly postponed. until Reagan took office so he could grab the glory. Remember that? George Herbert Walker Bush made a trip to I believe England, or maybe Italy or Greece or Iran or some damn place, and said, look, you'll get a better deal. Don't release the hostages till after the election. Remember that? Same thing happened today. Relief could have come a lot sooner to those suffering in New Orleans, but they had to wait for Bush's photo op to make him look all presidential and in charge. And like Jim Cafferty, is it Jim? I don't think it's Jim Cafferty. I'm drawing a blank here. Cafferty said on CNN today, it's no coincidence that the tanks and the supplies arrived the same day as Bush. Cafferty called it embarrassing and disgusting. That's the least of it, pal. The photo op is more important than the people, especially poor brown people. Always to these people. Always. Always the photo op. Always. Now, this Red Cross thing, have you noticed you don't see any Red Cross stuff in New Orleans? You don't see a thing? On Steve Rose's blog, he said he's been seeing on Daily Coast and the other blogs all week, over and over again, comments that FEMA and the National Guard were nowhere to be seen from the people on the ground in New Orleans. And Steve writes, I started wondering where the Red Cross was in all this. They were never mentioned. It was like they didn't exist. And after yesterday's drama at the convention center and the Brown and Chertoff lies, the Red Cross was still missing in action. Then earlier today I saw a note that the Red Cross was not allowed to enter New Orleans. Well, that didn't make sense. So I let it simmer for a couple hours, then I called the Red Cross and asked him if it was true. And Steve Rose writes, and to my surprise, a nice lady answering the phone said it was true. They were told or asked or ordered not to enter New Orleans. She then went right into her spiel about all the other work the Red Cross was doing across the region. I said, that's nice, but I still understand why they weren't in New Orleans. And to my amazement, Steve writes, she patiently explained it to me. I even called back to verify what she said. This time, she asked if I was media. I said no, just a concerned and confused contributor. So here goes. Homeland Security, her term, not mine, told the Red Cross, do not enter New Orleans, and says this still now. And why, you may ask? Why is the Red Cross told not to enter New Orleans? Not security, not worker safety, not lack of access. It was because, according to Homeland Security, people would be drawn to the Red Cross food, and they wouldn't want to go to be evacuated. So I asked, Steve Rose writes, so I asked, well, the people starving and dying at the convention center yesterday couldn't get Red Cross food and water because they would be drawn to the food at the convention center where they were and not want to be evacuated from the convention center where no evacuations were going on or planned, and all the while they are dying? So the Red Cross lady went back into her spiel about all the other good work they were doing. And when I asked again, she said, yes, that was true. And she seemed relieved to admit it. And in closing, I asked if she asked this question before, if she had been asked this question before, since she was very familiar with the answer she gave. And she said, yes. And I promised another donation, which they will get right after I post this. So the question for Bushies, why was the Red Cross banned from New Orleans when they knew people were starving? Could it be they were saving the convention center rescue until Bush's visit today? It certainly seems like it, doesn't it? Jesus. Now, you want to check this out yourself? You got something to write with? Let me give you the Red Cross National Affairs phone number. Just check it out yourself. I know it's late Friday night. I don't know. I'm sure they'll be open over the weekend, won't they? Okay, ready? The Red Cross National Affairs number, area 202-303-5551. 202-303-5551. That's the Red Cross National Affairs number. Tell them you heard it on the Malloy program. I don't care where you tell them you heard it. Just tell them that you heard they were ordered by Homeland Security not to go into New Orleans because, well, you know, don't give them the information. Just say, I heard that was true. Is it true? Here's the phone number again, 202-303-5551. That's Red Cross National Affairs number. Now, I know people are saying, oh, Jesus, Malloy, you can't tie up their phone. They're trying to take donations. Yeah, they are. They're trying to take donations. And they need donations. And you don't have to call them to make a donation. Go to their website. But you think it's true? You want to track down a rumor on your own? Go ahead. 202-303-5551.
Well, now we know why they had to wait to secure the area and why Bush was going off all apoplectic about the looters and the crime. They had to secure it so he could go in and have his photo op.
He didn't go in. He flew over.
But he landed. He was in New Orleans this evening.
He was at the airport.
He spoke, though. But I mean, what I'm saying is they wanted to secure the area, so they had to wait for him to cut the cake and play the guitar and finish playing golf and meeting with Greenspan to talk about the pipeline before they could send in the humanitarian aid.
Well, I think you're being too charitable. I think the Bush crime family wanted people to die. They wanted these horrible images of dying brown people. And riots, if they could get a few of those started, and some fires maybe, and then just get the stories of helicopters being fired on, for Christ's sake. Let's throw in some rape. How about a little cannibalism? Let's just show the base, the Bush base, just how primitive and Bush-like these people are in Sin City, New Orleans. No, I think that's what the wait was for.
No, that's just the gravy. That was just the unintended, wonderful, beneficial side benefit that they got when they hit their second trifecta.
Well, you may be right. From Pete in Lakeland, Florida, black or white, millions will find themselves with no health insurance in 30 days. Yet nobody in the media has pointed this out. Could you throw this question out to your listeners? I'm curious what Bush would say if one brave reporter ever thought to ask him, Mr. Bush, what can all those people do who have now lost everything due to the hurricane? Mr. President, they have no health insurance. Mr. President, what will they do if they get sick? Mr. President, you wouldn't have to answer this question if every American had health insurance. Yes, socialized medicine. Mr. President, how will they pay for health care? Yeah, well, Pete's right. Sure. You always hear these right-wing bastards talking about how the burden of health care is pushed onto the American employer. Oh, poor babies. Really? Oh, that's such a damn shame. Well, that's what you get, corporate America, because you wouldn't get behind Bush or Clinton's single-payer health care plan or any single-payer health care plan. So since that's a truism as opposed to a lieism, now folks are unemployed. What did I hear tonight? Was it on Sam's Show? On news? I don't know. A million people unemployed now in New Orleans. In the area, not just New Orleans, but in southern Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. A million people unemployed. I wonder if that's going to... Well, you know, what's that going to do to the unemployment numbers next month, huh?
Well, yeah, there's another million unemployed, but, you know, it's just the hurricane thing. No big deal.
So what are people going to do with no health insurance now? You think there's any effort to cut these folks some slack? Huh? What happens when their mortgage payments come due?
Oh, yeah, I know. I heard it too, that some of the banks or lending institutions are being asked to hold off. Oh, sure. Yeah, right. So some of these mortgage companies.
I remember Kathy and I bought a house one time, and before the note was 6 months old, it had been sold and resold and resold and resold to what? Four companies? Remember that? You think these people give a damn?
Yeah, our taxes that year were a nightmare.
Yeah, trying to figure everything out. So we just stayed with our credit union. We just said to hell with it and went with our credit union. But that's what they'll do to you. So think about the people in New Orleans who might have a note on some little house down there that now no longer exists. What about the car payments? What about the jacked up car payments, right? These are poor folk, right? These are people who couldn't afford a car. These are people whose families live right there because nobody can afford to live more than 50 miles away because they got to support themselves. They got to take care of each other. These are nuclear families the way white folk wouldn't even understand. Oh, white people used to have families like this 20, 30, 40, 50, not even 20, 50, 60, 70 years ago. White folks used to all live in the same neighborhood. Hell, you could walk over five blocks and four generations of white people all be living there. Not anymore. Think about it. Where does your kid live? Where does your married kid live? Where does your mother live? Where does your grandmother live? Huh? I think about my family. I've got family in Florida, South Carolina, California. So what's going to happen now? What's going to happen to folk who were living in New Orleans and just making it? And now there's no health in it. These are employed people.
You right-wing pigs. These were employed people. These are people cleaning out your nasty-ass hotel room after your convention. These are people fixing your food. These are people cleaning out the streets. These are the cops. What's going to happen now? Huh? What's going to happen now?
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
and there's a lot of boats and choppers headed that way. Our boats and choppers headed that way. It just takes a while to float them.
All right. If you want this straight from the Red Cross website, what I was mentioning before the break, go to redcross.org, click on the FAQ page, FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. Here's the question: Hurricane Katrina. Why is the Red Cross not in New Orleans? Second answer: the state Homeland Security Department had requested and continues to request that the American Red Cross not come back into New Orleans following the hurricane. Our presence would keep people from evacuating and encourage others to come into the city. There you go. The Homeland Security Department told the Red Cross not to go back into New Orleans following the hurricane because the presence of the Red Cross would keep people from evacuating and encourage others to come into the city. Can you believe this? Yeah, we can't give these Negroes a free peanut butter sandwich. We can't give the handful of these destitute whites a pair of dry shoes. We got to privatize this. And what's up with this Red Cross crap anyway? Can't we get something to replace the Red Cross where we make a little money?
How in the world were people going to get back into the city? They were worried that people would come flooding into the city to what? To get peanut butter sandwiches they could eat among the floating dead bodies?
Kathy, this is the Department of Homeland Security under that genius Michael Chertoff. Remember when Chertoff was appointed, what we said. His name in Russian means of the devil. Everybody knows this. You look at Chertoff. You look at Michael Brown, the new head of FEMA, this little bastard that used to be a lawyer for the Arabian Horse Association. You look at these people. You look at these people who have had no experience doing anything except being whores for Bush, raising money. You know, pioneers and covered wagon drivers or whatever the hell they're called. So there you have it, right on the American Red Cross webpage. Jesus. Why isn't that on CNN? Why isn't that on MSNBC? Why isn't Shepard Smith on Fox News choking to death on that one? Huh? Why not? That's news, isn't it? Isn't it news? Isn't it news when the Red Cross is ordered to stay out of a disaster area? So now what do you do, huh? I guess you go ahead and make a contribution to the Red Cross. You can't not make a contribution to the Red Cross or give blood. What's the Red Cross supposed to do? What's anybody supposed to do? We live in Bush's America. But this is this not scraping the bottom of the toilet? Is this not going way down deep in the cesspool? Is this not so typically the Bush crime family? Is this not so George Bush? Keep the Red Cross out of New Orleans. Let them die. Let the bodies float. Let the sewage pile up. Let the fires begin. We got the Marines coming. We'll shoot some of them sons of bitches. You show us two people running away from a store with a loaf of bread, and one of them's black and one of them's white. We'll shoot that black man. The Red Cross has been ordered by Homeland Security to stay out of New Orleans. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? I hope you people who listen to this program around the world on the Internet, I hope you will call your local newspapers. I hope you'll call your government agencies. I wish you would implore your governments to break off diplomatic relations with the United States. Or send an army over here to liberate us, okay? We are under the control of devils and demons and dictators. The Red Cross is told to stay out of New Orleans. Stay out of New Orleans. Too many people have come in there, Red Cross, and want one of them, one of those ham sandwiches and a cup of coffee that you hand out, you know, or a pair of dry socks. So stay out, Red Cross. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't know if I can handle it. I can't. Let me do a phone call here. LaShonda is calling from Austin, Texas. LaShonda, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Man, you know what? Today I went to the doctor's office. I'm here in Texas, and they were having the thing on CNN. It was Lou Dobbs' show, and, you know, this one lady, this white lady here at the rating room, she's all like, why are they so mad at Bush? Yeah. Why are they so mad at Bush? I couldn't believe she said that, and I just couldn't let it slide. I was like, if I were down there and I was poor and uneducated, I didn't have anything to go back to, you know, and the one person and the one person who's been pretty much portraying himself to be the God of America, he's not helping these people. I'd be mad, too.
Sure.
I'd be mad, too. You know, I was like, and what is he doing?
Well, he's stopping the queers from getting married.
Yeah, he's stopping that. I'm like, you know, he waited 4 or 5 days to go down to New Orleans. I'm like, what is he waiting for? He's waiting for the lovely smell of death and decay. Every time he comes around, somebody's dropping dead like a fly.
That's right. Man
is just ghoulish.
That's right.
And it's just like it baffles my mind that people are still believing him. And I'm like, I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if it's going to take some magic sunglasses. I don't know.
I don't know either, LaShonda. I'm as astonished as you are. I'm as nonplussed as you are. I can't figure this out. I'm an American. I was born here. I watch this stuff. I can't believe I've been through good times and bad. I've been through up and down, Republican, Democrat, but I have never in my life seen a devil like this running this country. LaShonda, thanks for checking in. I got a boogie. We'll be back. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only 3 of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hurricane Katrina's claimed hundreds of lives, and millions of Americans have suffered a lot because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross, 1-800-HELP-NOW, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or on the web at redcross.org. Your donation can help save lives right now, 1-800-HELP-NOW, or click on the Red Cross icon on our homepage at airamericaradio.com.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Air America.
America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. President Bush says Hurricane Katrina is one of the, quote, worst natural disasters with national consequences. His helicopter tour that began along the Alabama Gulf Coast Friday ended in New Orleans, where he had said earlier that the response had been disappointing, but that help was now arriving. The president assured residents that progress is being made, that more National Guard troops are arriving, and he says one of the government's objectives Friday was to take back control and feed the people crowding the city's convention center. Trucks splashed their way through New Orleans' flooded streets Friday to reach the city's convention center, where thousands of people who fled Katrina and the flooding that followed angrily have complained they felt abandoned. Humvees and flatbeds were delivering some of the first substantial food and water that some had seen since fleeing their homes. While rescue efforts are slowly getting hurricane survivors the basic necessities, there are those that are running out of prescription medications that are potentially life-saving. Mandy Leonard, a clinical pharmacist at the Cleveland Clinic, says people will only be able to last so long, depending on the type of condition they may have.
High cholesterol, somebody probably could go without their cholesterol-lowering medication for a couple days. People who have diabetes probably could not go very long without having their injection of insulin or other medications.
The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America says nearly $25 million in medical supplies and medicine have been committed to help relief efforts. The aid includes 4,000 vials of insulin for diabetics and more than 75,000 respirators. As gas prices have soared towards $3 a gallon and higher in the aftermath of the hurricane damage, the Gulf Coast oil drilling and refinery operations, 60 million barrels are headed for the U.S. market. About half is being committed from foreign supplies, and the other half will come from the U.S. government, which will auction off 30 million barrels from the Strategic Oil Reserve, enough to be refined into about 750 million gallons of gas. 60 years ago, the battleship Missouri was the site of the Japanese surrender. Friday, that occasion, and those who died in World War II were remembered. Damian Balanowski reports.
300 veterans, along with active duty service members and dignitaries, were on hand to commemorate the official end of World War II. Then Supreme Commander General Douglas MacArthur had accepted Japan's unconditional surrender as the Missouri anchored in Tokyo Bay. Pacific Fleet's Commander Admiral Gary Roughead thanked veterans for their service, noting that their sacrifice ensured that the world has not revisited such a destructive war. At Pearl Harbor, I'm Damian Balanowski.
You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Peter Lauper with Jay Harris, publisher of Mother Jones Magazine. This week on Mother Jones Radio, we deal with the hurricane.
We'll be talking to a sergeant in the Louisiana National Guard stationed in Baghdad, watching the crisis on television and wishing she were home, and with a journalist who documented the numerous stories that predicted the scale of this catastrophe,
despite what the president said. That's this Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Six and a half past the hour. All right. I'm getting some emails here about people who are asking about the Red Cross website. They can't seem to find it. And I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm not sure exactly. Let me see here. How to tell you to find this? Where did it go? hold on, because I know a lot of people want to see this. Okay, here. All right, here's where you go. You're ready to write this down. Standard prefix, and then redcross.org/FAQ/0,1096, 0. Now hold on a second. _682_4524,00.html #4524. Now I'll give it one more time, and that's it. I can't do this, but I shouldn't be doing this. I don't know why it doesn't come up when you look for it. Standard prefix http://FAQ/0,1096, 0_682_4524,00.html#4524. All right, everybody got it? I'm laughing because somebody in my headphones said I missed one. Can you do it again? No! So I hope that gets you to the site. All right, let's go back to phone calls here because we're running out of time. Vince is calling from Georgia. Vince, welcome to the program. All right, there's Vince from Georgia. Vince, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm being driven absolutely insane, but I'm not in New Orleans, so I guess I can't complain too much.
There you go.
But I'm going to complain because this is getting absolutely insane. First of all, Bush and his cronies aside, I've been keeping up on this with Yahoo News and whatnot, and I've noticed a really disturbing trend. If you actually start looking at Yahoo photos and whatnot, and they've actually commented on the controversy, but if you look at a photo, and it's a white person carrying bread, they found it, according to the caption. But if it's a black person, they looted it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. We mentioned that photo last night, and the photo was taken. The photos were taken by two different people, one for the Associated Press, one for Agence France Press, and then it went up on Yahoo. Apparently, Yahoo wrote the captions, and Yahoo now is apologizing, or maybe it's Associated Press wrote them.
No,
I don't know.
No, what it was the individual people, the individual corporations wrote the captions.
Is that what it was?
Because that was in their explanation. The Associated Press got on and said, you know, this was based on the conversation between the editor and the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahoo's, their defense is, well, when we get them, we just post it up. We don't look at them. We just post the feed as we get it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They don't have time to do it through every photo. But my question for that is why is it that if I give them the benefit of the doubt, and that's really what's going on, why is it not, and the explanation is they can only describe what they saw, and if they see the person go in, it's looting, and if they just see it, they can't say it's looting because they didn't see it. But they didn't see one single white person jumping into a grocery store? I can't believe that.
Well, of course there were, but you got to understand something. By the time all hell broke loose, most of the white people had gotten out of town.
That's true.
If you go back over the past 4 or 5 days, and who would want to, and take a look at those hideous, horrifying pictures from the abattoir that it was New Orleans, what you will see is almost solid black faces. I don't care where you look. I don't care if you look for grandmas or babies or kids. Or people fleeing, or people trying to help other people, or somebody looting, or somebody praying, or somebody crying, or somebody bleeding. These are black folk.
Mostly, but they're still, you know, if they've got enough white people in there, they can put photos up of white people to say they found it. I still can't believe it. There's not one single photo out there of a white person jumping into there being described as looting. But
I agree with you.
I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt on that. The other thing that just drives me absolutely crazy is Bush is running around screaming, no one could have anticipated, no one could have... Well, they've been telling him for at least 2 years. I mean, I forget who it was, but one of the representatives, it's either a senator or a representative, has been up in Congress basically screaming their head off as far as he can in Congress about, we need this money for these levies. And they basically just said, well, we need it for Iraq. And, you know, the rest of Congress trumped the person. But mm-hmm. They've been screaming it for at least 2 years. So how can he come here, expect us to honestly believe that no one could have predicted? Because, I mean, if you go Google, you can go find news articles of people complaining of this for at least 2 years back.
Right. Well, that's because they lie, A. B, they lie. And C, they lie. Bush, you know, Bush assumes, like a lot of ignorant people do assume, that no one knows any more or any less than they do. He doesn't keep track of what's going on. He plays his Game Boy and runs and invades countries. As far as what the Corps of Engineers, the people in New Orleans or Louisiana have been saying for the past 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, either Bush doesn't know or doesn't care or both.
And the other thing that, well, even if that's the case, though, I mean, I'm, you know, like you, I'm just a poor country boy from, you know, down south in Georgia.
Right.
This could have easily been me, and if I can go look this stuff up, why the heck can't rest of America? I got to say, Mike, if a single Gulf Coast or any one of these areas that are prone to be hit by these hurricanes, after seeing this, if any of them vote red, they're stupid. They're more than stupid. They are completely out of their minds. If they see this and still vote Republican in 2006 or whenever the next presidential election is, I forget. I'm so mad right now. I can't even do math in my head.
Yeah.
They're stupid, to put it nicely. I'd say worse, but I can't.
Well, why did 60 million people vote? If that's the number, let's call it. Let's take away 5 million for theft. Why did 55 million people vote for him in 2004? Was that stupidity?
No, that's... He lies. I mean, that's
well, there you go.
Matter. But the other thing is that they're just good. But you've got, I'm sure, a lot of people. I'll go ahead and take further comments off air or offline.
Oh, okay.
So, I know tonight, and that's pretty much all I had. Mike, I'm glad you're back. I hope you're feeling better. I've been hit with a bug lately, too, and I hope you're doing all right.
Hey, we're doing fine.
Keep talking, man. Keep talking. That's the best. That's about all we can do anymore.
Isn't that the truth? Thanks, Vince.
Not a problem, Mike. Good night.
Appreciate you checking in. Mike is calling from Seattle, Washington. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Mike.
Thank you so much for being you. You know, I have to say that I'm extremely mad at the media. This whole thing going out of control is the media's fault, because the first thing that they concentrated on was looters. And if you want to talk about people looting, how about them people charging $6 for gas?
Oh, yeah.
Down in Georgia there. How about these contractors that are going to come in here from Halliburton? They're the ones who's looting. And I'm just so mad at this Seattle newspaper here, the Seattle PI put this they put these looters up on the front page of the paper here, and they act like black males ain't good for nothing, you know. And I'm tired of this newspaper, these media. I'm tired of seeing it on TV, because to me, I see a whole lot of black men out there trying to do the right thing and standing by their families. And I can't stand it when I see these white people up here making excuses when 5 days now, I was a father. I'm a single father, and I know when you got a little child in your hand for 5 days with no food, with diapers, and they're dirty, and they got a rash or something, or your kid needs insulin, or you can't get the medicine that you need out of your house. I don't think that these people are thinking with their heads when they get on this television and blame these people. How could they? And if there is such a thing as hell, I think we're in it. And if we got a nation, we got to pull together. We got to pull together on some basis here. Michael, I don't think that you're white either, Michael. Just because you got white skin don't make you white. And I think that if people can't find out where their humanity is, then damn it, paint yourself black and go out for a little while into this white America. You'll find it.
I hear you. Mike, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling. Thanks.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
After 25 years of marriage, I can't imagine life without Bob. So when his doctor told him his high blood pressure and cholesterol increased his risk of a heart attack, I worried. But I feel better because his doctor recommended Bayer.
Doctors know that Bayer low dose can prevent 1 out of 3 heart attacks. And Bayer is the brand that more doctors take for their own hearts. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
We both feel better because I take my Bayer.
You'll feel better, protected by Bayer. Talk to your doctor.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take ester E, like me, ESTER-E. Advanced protection, ester protection.
Look for ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. 7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
It's 23 past the hour, and as Mike was saying, you know, it's not just the babies that, you know, people holding babies and trying to exist in the hellhole that the Bush crime family created. Yeah, that's right. The Bush. I'm not saying necessarily Bush caused the hurricane, but these evil bastards created the mess that the people in New Orleans have to deal with now. They destroyed the city. But it's not just the babies. The other thing that just dumbfounded me. The people who look into the camera, the people who stop the news reporters and producing the camera, please help us. We need medicine. My mother needs blood pressure medicine. My mother needs insulin. My mother needs this. My mother needs that. My father needs this. My father has bone cancer. We're out of his pain meds. And the Bush crime family ordered, do you understand me? Ordered the Red Cross to stay out. Ordered the Red Cross to stay out. These sons of bitches ordered the Red Cross. The Red Cross that will go anywhere. They'll go anywhere to help people in a disaster. Floods, fires, earthquakes. Halfway around the world. And these filthy, filthy pigs ordered them to stay out of New Orleans. Do you understand the implications of this, American? Do you understand it? They ordered the Red Cross to stay out of New Orleans. Let those people die and suffer. Are you a parent? Do you have an old mama or an old daddy? Do you have a cousin or a brother or uncle that needs help? Can you imagine? And then these sons of bitches are talking about shoot to kill, people that go loot. Screw loot! Oh my God! This has been an overwhelming week. I've tried to say, okay, look, you're maxed out on the images. And then I think it's not about you, you dumbass. It's about what's happening to people in New Orleans. If you don't like it, Malloy, turn off the television! But I can't stand this. Can you, Truth Seeker, can you handle this? Can you handle the web pictures from Fallujah? Can you handle the pictures from Abu Ghraib? Can you listen to the reports from Guantanamo? Can you stand to hear about another car bomb or a stampede on a bridge with 600, 800 Iraqis being trampled to death because we are there? Can you handle more? How much more can you take from this murderous regime? How much more, Truth Seeker? How much more? How much more can you take? I don't know how much more I can take. I have no idea how much more I can take. It doesn't stop. These are killers. We've been saying that on this program for 5 years. These are killers. This is the Bush crime family. And they laugh about it. And this evil, evil man, what did he say today? Yo, Trent Lott's house was got all rubbles all over it. It's all rubbles. And you know, we're going to rebuild Trent Lott's house, and I can't wait to get over there and sit on the porch, you know. Trent Lott. Yeah, Trent Lott. That's right. Keep the Red Cross out of New Orleans. Let those darkies die! Let them die! Let them suffer! They're Democrats! They're poor! Let them die! Shoot to kill! You see one of them running with some Similac, or you see one running a loaf of bread or a pair of sneakers, shoot the bastard! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Bring in the Marines! But not quite yet. Wait till it gets more, like the fifth or sixth ring of hell. Wait just a little. No Red Cross. No Red Cross. What? Food? Water? Shelter? A kind word? Nice little soft gray-haired white lady telling you it's okay? No. Keep them out. Keep them out. Let them die. Let them suffer. Let them die. Let them suffer. Ah, you evil, evil people. You evil bastards. You're evil.
Where's my picket fence, my long glass of lemonade? Where's my VCR, my stereo, my TV show? Where's my picket fence, my long glass of lemonade? Where's my VCR, my stereo, my TV show?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Mirasir. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Mirasu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Mirasu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Mirasu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Mirasu, life is good under the sun.
Mirasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me. ESTER-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing.
If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer's speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now, you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Who is sinking and who's swimming in Hurricane Katrina's wake? This weekend, the latest news and eyewitness reports from the Gulf Coast. Plus, talk about the iniquities uncovered by Katrina's tide and discussion of what kind of government we want. On Saturday, Black Environmental Justice Coalition founder Damu Smith. Then Sunday, Pratap Chatterjee on the political appointee who went from the wreckage in Iraq to creating the same in New Orleans. It's all on the Laura Flanders Show on Air America Radio.
End your day streaming.
with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Look at the state of the world that we live in, where no one gives a damn about the future of children. Just building a cash flow, making a bank account. Let us expose the truth.
26 before the hour. I don't know. All right, let me do this. We want to play once again Kathy's Good News Week audio montage. Now, all these clips are from today. Bush, as he traveled around southern Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana on his disgusting little staged, heavily armed photo op tour of the devastation that his filthy administration succeeded in causing. Yes! Look, that part of the world went through devastation. That's Bush's term. That part of the world went through devastation. You're damn right, Bush. And they survived the hurricane. And then the levees broke. The levees broke, you pig. The levees broke because you denied funds. But I digress. So he had his photo op so he could hug a couple of brown people. And if you take a real close look at that picture, boy, my mistake. If those are African Americans, I'm Inuit. I don't know what those people are. And bless their hearts. Except they're props. They're not even real. Are they? Are they real? Maybe they're real. That's a very arrogant thing for me to say. I just, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, won't get fooled again, right? His comments, interspersed with comments from the WWL radio interview of New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin and the WWL host, you'll hear his voice once or twice, Garland Robinette.
I'm not looking forward to this trip. I got a feel for it when I flew over before.
This flying over in Air Force One does not do it justice. And then I have been all around this city, and I am very frustrated because we are not able to marshal resources, and we're outmanned in just about every respect.
Looking forward to my trip down there. I'm looking forward to talking to the people on the ground.
You know the reason why the looters got out of control? Because we had most of our resources saving people, thousands of people.
Now's the time to love a neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. We had 1,200 troops arrive yesterday, I'm told. We're going to have 1,200 today, 1,200 more. These are troops especially trained for military police work. We are going to restore order in the city, and all people of this country expect there to be law and order, zero tolerance.
I need reinforcements. I need troops, man. This is a national disaster. Get every doggone Greyhound bus line in the country and get their asses moving to New Orleans.
Thousands of people's lives have been saved immediately. And that's good news. Fellow citizens must understand that we're talking years. Now, we're not talking years to get people rescued. We're talking days. You know, I am satisfied with the response. It's good news.
Every day that we delay, people are dying.
I got some good news on the pipeline. We thought it would be at 47% capacity. It's going to be significantly more than that, which is good news. The EPA suspended rules so that we could use types of gasoline which attracted fuel from overseas. That's good.
I told everybody the importance of the 17th Street Canal issue. We say, please, please take care of this. We don't care what you do. Figure it out.
Who'd you say that to?
Homeland Security, FEMA.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. The FEMA director's working 24 hours a day.
You name it, we said it. And, you know, they allowed that pumping station to go underwater. There is nothing happening.
Listen, we're going to have a problem this weekend when it comes to gasoline. Just like they got a problem here.
And they're feeding the public a line of bull, and it's spinning.
There's a lot of aid surging toward those who have been affected.
And people are dying.
The results are acceptable in New Orleans.
We authorized $8 billion to go to Iraq. Lickety-quick. After 9/11, we gave the president unprecedented powers to take care of New York and other places. Now, you mean to tell me that a place where you probably have thousands of people that have died and thousands more that are dying every day, that we can't figure out a way to authorize the resources that we need?
I don't think anybody can be prepared for the vastness of this destruction. We've got a job to defend this country in the war on terror. We'll secure our country from the terrorists, and we'll help rebuild this this part of the world.
I don't want to see anybody do any more goddamn press conferences.
These are tough times. You know, there's a lot of sadness, of course. But there's also a spirit here that is uplifting.
Put a moratorium on press conferences. Don't do another press conference until the resources are in this city.
You know, this is a huge task that we're dealing with. The good news is we know what we're going to do, and we're going to get it done.
It's too doggone late. Get off your asses and let's do something, and let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
We're going to get somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to rebuilding cities. I'm going to delegate. The good news is, and it's hard for some to see it now, that out of this chaos is going to come a fantastic Gulf Coast.
You know, God is looking down on all this. And if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are going to pay the price.
Out of the rubbles of Trent Lott's house, he's lost his entire house, there's going to be a fantastic house, and I'm looking forward to sitting on the porch.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news week.
20 before the hour. I'm sorry, I lost my place there. All right, back to the phone calls here. Scott is calling from Seattle. Scott, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you. I cannot describe the horror and disgust that ran through my body when I heard him say, "It's good news." This is good news. This is, to him, this is the gospel, which means good news. This is like, it's good news that people are trapped in the Superdome, dying. People are swimming in corpses in their own urine and feces. Meanwhile, it's good news because we're going to build a beautiful new coastline and Halliburton. We figured out how to give Halliburton, you know, a big chunk of that $10 billion. And Trent Lott's going to get a new home, and I'm going to sit on the porch. And we got all those black people, all those poor black people, and all the sinners, and God washed them all away. And now, off that great prime real estate, this man is so vile, so disgusting.
It's incredible, isn't it? It sounds like it's like a cartoon character
No cartoon is this evil.
No, I mean a cartoon character. There was a magazine out years ago called Heavy Metal that had some. It was an Illustrator's magazine, and it had strips. It had ongoing stories, and there was a character in there, Tex R. Canna. And he was a cowboy, and some of the people he came up against were real demons and monsters and things that you just couldn't possibly believe would come out of the head of an illustrator. That's what Bush reminds me of. He is one of the most evil human beings that I think this country has ever produced.
I can't imagine anybody envisioning this kind of evil.
I know.
Sit there and smirk and giggle and say this is good news because we got poison gas, we got new coastline, Trent Lott's getting a new house, yippee! Yeah. This is psychopathic behavior. This is sociopathic. This is a guy who should be locked up.
I hear you.
This is a guy who should not see the light of day unless you want to let his undead, blood-sucking corpse out into the sunlight to decay.
Oh, my God, Scott. You sound like me. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. Mike is calling from Illinois. Mike, welcome to the program.
Dear,
where's Mike? There he is. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. It's your 13-year-old caller.
Yes, there you are.
There I am. I was calling. I watched the C-SPAN a little tonight, and I saw Laura Bush, and she basically blamed Ray Nagin for everything.
Did she?
That, you know, the supplies are not adequate, and there's people in bad conditions. Okay, at least she admits that. But she's saying they expect more out of the city of New Orleans, and they expect more out of the state of Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
Sick.
Oh, my God. Well, I said at the top of the program tonight, Mike, that it was all Ray Nagin's fault. That's the spin that's being put out there. I didn't know that Laura Bush, a murderer herself, you know, somebody killed her one of her former boyfriends in a drunken stupor, being behind the wheel of the car when she was young, so youthful indiscretion, kind of like Henry Hyde busting up another family with adultery. So here's Laura Bush, another killer, this Bush family, in order to get in the Bush family, it's like the way it used to be in order to get in certain gangs in Chicago. You had to kill somebody, and once you killed somebody, you were part of the gang. Well, Laura Bush apparently is that way. She murdered somebody in a car wreck, so she's in the gang. She's part of the gang. And for her to blame the mayor of New York or the mayor of New Orleans, we talked about it at the beginning of the program. This is the scam. This is the lie that's being put out there. Now it's his fault. The mayor of New Orleans is his fault. Yes, indeedy, his fault.
And I wanted to be sure that everyone out there heard the entire interview with Ray Nagin, which is on AirAmericaRadio.com.
The whole I think it runs about 11 or 12 or 13 minutes. It's all right there. It's worth listening to. You're absolutely right. Mike, let me move on. We're almost out of time tonight. Right. Thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, thanks.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Well, hi there,
hey,
Michael.
How you doing?
I'm glad your meds kicked in so you're able to come back and start the fight all over again.
Right. All right, listen, I've got to put you on hold.
Okay.
I'll come back, and you'll have about 2 minutes, all right? Stick around. We're going to talk with Marge here in a second. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
There's an epidemic coming. It will affect the entire world.
A threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment. Exhilarating, raves Time magazine.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Rolling Stone declares it's a sizzling thriller that ends the summer on a high note. Ray Fiennes, Rachel Weisz, The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in fallen gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen tomorrow.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free, and that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-250-7998 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-250-7998. 800-250-7998. Call Velos right now. 800-250-7998.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Oh, my God, don't tell me CNN is finally catching on. Go to CNN.com and find the story, the headline, The Big Disconnect on New Orleans. No, I'm not going to give you the link. Go to CNN.com, The Big Disconnect on New Orleans. Oh, my God, CNN is figuring it out now. Huh? Isn't it amazing? The news media is starting to realize that we have a whole collection of ghouls and vampires and criminals running the country. Gee, guys! Well, better late than never, right? Thanks to our crew in New York tonight, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac engineered along with Sadie Sullivan. Hi, Sadie. Somebody new at the controls up there. Sadie, welcome to the Malloy program. David Fizikas is our associate producer. He handled your calls tonight. Thanks, David. And our crew of bandits who assist every night. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society. And Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. And, of course, she who must be obeyed, Catherine Bay, who's our executive producer. Air America Radio is shutting down for Labor Day. So, you know, we offered to work because we had a week off here being sick, but they said, no, everybody's off. So apparently Monday there's going to be some best of. I don't know what they're going to play. Hang in there. All right, back to Marge in Indiana. Marge, go ahead.
But, Mike, you got to remember that our compassionate leader took 2 days off from his vacation to fly 2,000 miles above the devastation so he could see what it was like firsthand. I mean, golly gee. And our Secretary of State, Imelda Marcos, was in New York buying new shoes and running off a citizen who happened to challenge her on the fact that she's spending all that money while these people are starving. So she had the Secret Service run her off. I mean, how much more compassion can we stand?
God, Marge, I love it when you get sarcastic.
Did you get a chance to read Molly Ivins yesterday? I don't know. The first line is, like many of you who love New Orleans, but there's a couple of lines in there that I love. I suppose the National Rifle Association would argue, government policies don't kill people. Hurricanes kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And she reminded everybody that just in June, you know, like 2 months ago, Bush took his little axe and chopped $71 million from the budget of the New Orleans Corps of Engineers.
No, really?
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm telling you, these people are so... I can't call them animals because I don't want to insult the animals. I mean, they're nothing but slime.
It's awful, Marge. It's awful. It's awful.
You know, they're like the guy that stood on the shore and threw a 15-foot rope to a guy that's drowning 20 feet off the shore and said, well, I met him more than halfway. I mean, God, no. The words that I have uttered these past few days, I don't want you to cut me off, but these people are beyond belief. No, I can't even say that anymore.
I know. I have the same vocabulary challenged situation when I try to talk about this anymore, Marge. I can't do it anymore. I've never been in a situation like this where I've seen my country being eaten alive by some of the most venal bastards ever to be turned loose to run this country. I've never seen anything like it. I hope this country survives.
Oh.
That's my hope. My gut feeling is it's not going to survive.
Unless we get these bastards out of office. And
well,
a whole damn lot of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the whole idea of the channels in the Mississippi River have been rearranged for the benefit of the oil companies down
there. Yes, yes.
And, I mean, you know, nature would rebuild these things, but when you keep dredging them out, then they, you know, it's kind of hard for them to fight back.
And you know what else I heard tonight? I think it was on ABC News, the statistics about how much of the goods that the United States uses comes through the three, or there are three or four ports on the Gulf Coast down
yeah.
there in Mississippi and New Orleans. I think New Orleans is the biggest port
yeah.
in America, and something like 27% of this and 62% of that and 15% of that. Do you know that the entire country is going to be slammed right between the eyes by this?
How many barges are lined up on the Mississippi River trying to get down to New Orleans to sell their soybeans and whatever the hell else they got on them?
And all this is the mayor of New Orleans' fault. It's
of
all his fault, Marge.
Of course it is. You know, nobody ever heard of planning. My God, they knew for 48 hours that damn thing was going to head right into the Gulf Coast there, and they couldn't have people on standby and ready to move as soon as the storm went through. Hell no, that would take too much planning.
You
have to get off their ass and do something.
Do you want to hear my good friend Bob, who does radio in West Virginia, just sent me a link to a headline at the Sydney Morning Herald in Sydney, Australia, and the story is the Chinese are facing a typhoon heading their way, and they just evacuated 790,000 people from a coastal area of China so that their people would not suffer from a typhoon, i.e. a hurricane, coming their way. 790,000.
Mighty clever, these Chinese.
Yeah, they're just real enterprising,
you know,
folks. Marge, I have to leave it there, dear heart. Marge, thanks. I've got to go. Thank you, Marge. Jason, our chief engineer in New York, what?
Yeah, this, hi, Mike. This story just came across on the Times-Picayune. Jefferson Parish's Maestri said FEMA didn't keep its word. Jefferson Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Walter Maestri said Friday night that the Federal Emergency Management Agency reneged on a promise to begin relieving county emergency preparedness staffers 48 hours after Hurricane Katrina hit the New Orleans metro area. That's the beginning of the article.
Oh, my God. That's at the Times-Picayune?
NOLA.com.
Okay.
Top story under headlines.
NOLA, NOLA.com, top story under headlines. Check it out, folks. Thanks, Jason.
You got it.
All right, folks. Survive the weekend, okay? Seriously, hang in there. Keep your chin up. We'll see you Tuesday night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.